Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home in Plano, Texas. I just finished listening to Bob Carpenter's audio for the 4th of July from Plano, Texas. And as he spoke, I was pressed in the spirit to do this audio. I had no intention in doing this. But I don't know what God wants me to do the next 30 minutes. I obey God. I'm wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, follow God for 43 years. Not His will. Never refused one commandment that He gave me to do. And what Bob said about Lisa was God giving her to me was absolutely true. God gave her to me, and I obeyed His command. What God said about John McCain, I definitely believe, and he didn't become president. But 2 days before, God told me about Obama, 2 days before the election, God told me about Obama that the people of America wanted him and not the man, the one that God had. And now you know what you got. About Kathy D, when God brought her to me, I was not ready for all that I was to encounter. But when I started ministering to her and brought her to my house and lived here, I met a spirit that I was not aware that even existed. That's called the Babylon spirit. In Revelation 18, I knew about Revelation 18 and about Babylon. I did not know the problems that spirit has caused the world. In Jeremiah 51, it says it's a spirit that destroyeth the earth. I've read that for years, but did not know, did not believe what it said. It is a hold of every foul spirit. It is a habitation of devils. It is where every hateful and unclean birds exist. It is the spirit that causes all the plagues of the earth. And the one that produces all the sins in mankind. It is the spirit of sorcery. It is sorcery. Amen. It is the spirit of organized religion. It is the spirit of medicine. It is the spirit of all principalities and powers in the earth. It is the spirit that is causing all the problems today in the world. God is judging that spirit now. And those that are walking in that spirit and do not come out of it will be destroyed with that spirit. Come out, ba-ba-bum, those, that spirit, and the people that dwell in that spirit, and be not a partaker of the plagues and the sins of sorcery. The spirit that the great men of the earth got rich, the great merchants of the earth. Revelation 18 tells us, gives us a picture of organized religion. You'll not hear the bridegroom in it any longer. You'll not hear, thank God, amen, the musicians, the trumpeters. You'll not hear God. The candle will be withdrawn from all of organized religion, and every person in it must come out and be not a partaker of her sins and plagues. I praise God for the opportunity to serve the Lord in my spirit. Thank God that with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am grateful to be alive today, being the apostle of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, but by the will of God, warning the world what they're facing. The end times are very near. The mark of the beast is upon us, and every person that will not take the mark of the beast will buy and sell. And if they buy and sell, they will all end up in the pit along with Satan, and that's his goal, is to take you and every man, I included, I'm not going there, to the pit where every person will burn throughout eternity. I pray that God grants all of you ears to hear and eyes to see what God is saying. In the 16th chapter of the book of Acts, there was a woman named Lydda, and God opened her heart that the Apostle Paul, that she could attend to the words of the Apostle Paul. My prayer is God open the hearts of his people that they can attend to the words of this apostle in Jesus' name. God bless you. I will talk to you later. Good night from my office at home in Plano, Texas. See you next time. Toil Davidson.